Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, August 15th, 2018. Welcome to day 573. Donald Trump revoked former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance, citing what he called Brennan's erratic conduct and behavior. Brennan has been one of Trump's most prominent critics. Last month, the White House threatened to revoke the clearances for Brennan, Susan Rice, and James Clapper. Trump is also reviewing James Comey's security clearance. Revoking their access to classified information would impact their ability to work as consultants, lobbyists, and advisors in Washington. Rolling Stone says the FBI has investigated several cyber attacks over the past year targeted at the Democratic opponent of Representative Dana Rohrabacher. The 15-term incumbent is widely seen as the most pro-Russia and pro-Putin member of Congress and has voted against Russian sanctions and was warned by the FBI that Moscow was trying to recruit him as an asset. Last month, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats said the warning lights for future cyber attacks aimed at the U.S. were blinking red. And last week, Senator Bill Nelson said that Russian hackers had penetrated county voting systems in Florida. Meanwhile, BuzzFeed News says the Treasury Department has delayed turning over financial records related to the Russia probe and has refused to provide an expert to make sense of the money trail. Some of the department's personnel have questioned whether the Treasury is intentionally impeding the investigation. At one point, the Treasury went at least 4 months before responding to a Senate Intelligence Committee request for sensitive financial documents. The Treasury Department also retweeted and then deleted a Trump tweet celebrating Republican midterm chances this fall, which experts say was a potential violation of a federal campaign law. The department's official Twitter account shared a tweet from Trump touting an upcoming red wave. The Hatch Act bans federal employees from engaging in political activity while on duty or serving in an official capacity. And finally, Sarah Huckabee Sanders apologized for claiming that Trump has created three times as many jobs for black people as Obama did during his tenure. Sanders claimed that Obama created 195,000 jobs for black people during his 8 years in office, while, quote, Trump in his first year and a half has already tripled what President Obama did in 8 years, end quote. The statement was, of course, false, as black employment between January 2009 and January 2017 increased by 3 million jobs. Since then, black employment has increased by about 700,000 jobs. And in the polls, Quinnipiac says 51% of Republicans believe the news media is the enemy of the people and not an important part of democracy, while overall 65% of Americans say the news media is an important part of democracy and not the enemy of the people. CNN, meanwhile, says in a nationwide generic congressional ballot, Democrats lead Republicans 52-41%, up 3 percentage points since June. And Politico says 75% of Republicans and 72% of Democrats say they are very motivated to vote in the midterms. The difference between the two is within the poll's margin of error. 41.9% of eligible voters turned out to the 2014 midterms. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Omarosa claimed Betsy DeVos said black students who booed her 2017 commencement speech lack the capacity to understand what she's trying to accomplish. 2. Roger Stone posted a Nazi Space Force meme on his Instagram before deleting it later after public outcry. And 3. One of James Mattis's most senior civilian advisors is under investigation for allegedly retaliating against staff members after she used some of them to run personal errands and conduct personal business. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.